from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. Appreciate you listening to us in Richmond. We're streaming live on the Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. We'll go around the NFL with Jeff Darlington, NFL Network reporter, coming up at 8:20. Mike Rizzo, Nats GM, will join us at 9 o'clock, and with the head coach of the Maryland Terrapins football team, Mike Locksley, joining us at 9:45. So we are packed, but every time this morning we hit the skins, brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy. Need to hit the skins right now? Grab a Don't Sleep Energy shot. Need to stay ready all day just in case? Sip on a refreshing 12-ounce can. You can grab both right now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Don't forget to use the promo code JUNKIES. You get 10% off. And remember, don't sleep. Makes you great.
I was telling the boys during the break, Drabby noticed I got my lip is fat this morning. I woke up with a fat lip.
Play some 41.
All right. And there's a pimple there. Yeah. And so I'm assuming it's the pimple.
Yeah.
As I kind of squeezed it. But it may not be. It may not, you know, Drabby's instinct is it might be something I ate, like an allergic reaction something. Or I wonder if it's like a mosquito bite.
Thank you, Valdez. Derek Wibley, so sorry.
I might stumble over my words here, so forgive me.
Okay.
But it feels weird.
So it does hurt?
Definitely fat.
Oh, yeah, I mean, I could tell.
Yeah. But that might be one of the worst places to have a pimple,
too. It's a terrible place to get one.
Because?
It's uncomfortable. It's always in the way.
I kind of already feel it. Kind of painful. It's kind of painful.
It's destroyed your confidence today. The first thing I noticed about you. Yeah, you got no swagger today because you're self-conscious about your pimple and fat.
You got a pizza face.
It's not even that I'm self-conscious, honestly, because, you know, I gave up on that. It's just that I'm uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I haven't noticed anything different. He wanted the back padding machine about Jeff Driscoll. Seems like same old to me.
We got to get you some Accutane.
I don't know. I had pineapple. Did pineapple do that to you?
I heard somebody the other day say they're allergic
to
pineapple.
My wife is allergic to pineapple. Can't eat it.
I mean, I've had pineapple a million times in my life, but I have been kind of sucking on pineapple the last couple days.
Sucking on pineapple?
So it's just suck the juice out of it. And I eat it, but I mean, it's just silly.
Pineapple's very good. Pineapple is by far the number one seed of all tropical fruits. It's not even close.
I think I had a couple bites of pineapple right before I went to bed. That could be it.
That could be it. Maybe you have the culprit. Maybe you have an aversion to pineapple. By the way, yesterday I got stung by some sort of insect.
Yeah.
And it wasn't a skeeter because my forearm started like bubbling up. Yeah. So I took not one but two Benadryl.
Yeah.
And by about 7:45,
you're out.
I was pwned.
I had
a beer at dinner, and then of course I had to have another nightcap before I went to bed.
Right.
Completely pwned.
Right.
Knocked you out.
Yeah. Because usually if I take two Benadryl, it's right before bed. It's not at like 6 o'clock or 5:30.
I tell you,
threw me for a loop.
I used that Spotify sleep thing again last
night.
You
did.
I'm telling you,
does dude, what works wonders?
It literally is knocking me out within one song.
That's fantastic.
Fall asleep in 3 minutes, and
it's
I do.
Perfect.
It's unbelievable.
It's exactly what you need.
It's like hypnotic.
Cakes used to tout 15-minute makeout sessions with your wife before you taxed it.
Okay, that's a little extreme, but okay, sure.
I'm just saying, you used to tout it. I think you've backed off it over the years.
I mean, 15
you are the king of white lies.
It's egregious.
It was probably a white lie back then.
15-minute makeout sessions, that's like clearly the domain of horny high schoolers and maybe inching into college.
Right. But if you are having a makeout session with your wife, you know, on the days when you go, it's going to be muddy, does she ever complain about beer breath?
Never.
Because I'm guessing it's an end of the night activity.
She doesn't complain about anything with
him. Because I'd say I brush my teeth and I vigorously brush my tongue.
When was the last time Amy said something negative to you?
About my breath.
The Washington Gold.
Huh?
Oh, the Washington Gold.
Okay. Yeah, she mocked my Washington Gold.
She mocked that. All right, besides that, when was she upset with you?
Like, upset about you, like physically, as a person.
I don't know. I can't remember. I honestly can't remember.
I mean,
so wait a second. When you have your two beers at night, I'm assuming most of the intimacy is end of the night. But you know what? He doesn't have kids in the house anymore.
Exclusively, yeah.
Like, maybe it happens in
noon. Day sex in the summer.
I mean, I'm not going to say it hasn't happened, but it's normally
a nighttime activity.
It's usually a post-dinner activity.
Nocturnal activity.
Right. Uh-huh. But you're having your beers.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't see her as a beer drinker.
She is not.
Right.
I mean, every once in a while, she might have a Corona, like she'll drink half of it. And then,
she
of
ever
course,
complain?
I finish it.
She ever complain that you have stinky breath? Or
never.
Smelly?
Because I don't have stinky breath. I don't have Kevin McCarthy breath. I love Kevin.
Right. I know, but the beer breath. So you're brushing your teeth every time before you tax it?
Yes.
It just doesn't come up? That's almost like planned.
I stick to Listerine.
Well, he brushes his teeth before he goes to bed, so that's kind of normal.
If I know,
but he also has to put the mask on, so he's got to know there's a little window of time.
If I know that I'm about to pwn,
right,
I'm brushing my teeth.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Like, so she knows. She kind of knows. That's the kind of a signal.
Like, we both brush our teeth. Like, I mean,
I don't think it's that unusual. He's going to bed. He's going
to
brush his teeth. So that's kind of taken care of.
I
guess what you're referring to is if there's some sort of like weird middle
of the
night.
It's just more natural.
Weird middle of the night.
Not middle of the night, but just he's watching TV usually upstairs, I believe.
Of course.
In his bedroom.
In my Archie Bunker chair.
He's having his beer right there.
Then he brushes his teeth.
Like there's a natural order of things. Beer is finished. TV goes off. Brush teeth. Get in bed. Pwn.
Gotcha. I'm just amazed.
I'm just amazed
that she just doesn't ever find fault with you. Like, what's that like?
It's fantastic.
I get grilled 100 times a day.
Of course.
Well, you left the door open. Why'd you leave the door open? The screen door. Mosquitoes are gonna come in here. Oh, Eric, put your crackers away. Now I got ants in the thing. You know, it's sick.
I'd yell at you too. You do a lot of things wrong in the house. You're not putting your crackers away? I mean, come on.
I mean, I don't know. She says you leave crumbs. There's crumbs here. All right.
I left a crumb.
All right. Hit the skids. I'm just in my own world here. So they've actually, it's kind of amazing. You know, they've made this whole deal like a one-day thing. They made 38 transactions yesterday. It used to be like they'd cut to like 70 and then I think they cut to like 65 and then to 53,
I like
whatever.
It better this way.
This is just
one fell swoop. Just get it done.
One fell swoop. And it's a tough day for everybody. Maybe this is the best way to do it. 38 roster moves. Nothing shocking. I do think that the KJ Henry release was by far the biggest surprise for people because he seemed to sort of shine in every game. It had moments. But for whatever reason, they've indicated to him, I believe, that they do want to bring him back in the practice squad. I do think he's a candidate to be picked up. We have a question. I'm not sure if Jason texted Kime.
I texted Kime, yeah.
Here's my question for you. For the way it works, so they're really in an advantageous position, unfortunately, being so bad last year, they get second crack at all the guys, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Carolina had the worst record. They get first crack at all the guys. Does Washington get second crack on their own guys? Or do they have to be passed up by all the other teams before Washington can pick them up?
I think it's the former. I think if Washington has second waiver priority,
It's even Carolina, their own guys.
I think so. Like if Carolina passes on KJ Henry and Washington wants to re-sign or put him back on the practice squad, they would have
that makes it
second shot.
That's very advantageous for them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very advantageous for them. So today's going to be an interesting day.
JK will get back to us.
Some people were surprised that Martavis Bryant was released. I don't think you should be surprised. I do think that they're going to bring him back on a practice squad. And if they, you know, see growth and there's injuries or anything, he's a proven veteran who could go in there and, you know, catch a ball in the red zone.
Moderately surprised. He had a touchdown and they just signed him.
Yeah, but they had the whole offseason. He had tried out earlier. I guess moderately. So I don't know. I think it was a very low percentage he was going to make the opening roster. It was obvious they liked Pringle. I think pretty much the receivers that they kept, it was fairly obvious. Jason was hardcore that they were going to keep Crowder. I'm glad they kept Crowder. I like him.
I thought they might keep seven.
Yeah.
But they only kept six.
I'm personally surprised at their love affair with Olamide Zaccheaus. Like, he's just a journeyman that catches like 30 balls if you're lucky. Like,
yeah, but that's how he's been used before. But they're going to use, he might catch more because if they like his skill set.
We talked about this when you were gone.
Yeah.
I agree with you. His best season was 40 catches.
Right.
When he was the number two in Atlanta.
Right.
But that doesn't mean that he's not capable of more. It just means that they didn't feature him.
Generally,
if he's featured here, he might do a lot better than you think.
True.
Yeah.
I believe that the die is cast if a guy's been in the league for 5-6 seasons like he's
generally,
been.
Generally, that's true.
Mm-hmm. He's the very rare Washington wideout that I won't bet overs on. Usually I love to bet overs on guys like Dotson.
Well, it depends on what the number
Dotson
is.
Dotson back in the day.
So what's the number you're putting on? Maybe I'll bet the over on him. What's the number on Oz?
I mean, his last three seasons, he's got 31, 40, and 10. So it's kind of a mixed bag.
Right. So what do you want?
24 and a half catches.
I'll go over.
Put it in the book.
For a rare instance, I'll take it under.
All right. I go over that.
$2 bet.
$2 in
the standard junks bet.
Defensively.
All right, so you cannot claim your own players that
you cannot. Have released. They have to be seen by all 32. Yeah,
which
so
makes sense. Yeah.
That does make it a little. So these guys will have an opportunity to get picked up by someone else. You know, it's probably more fair to them, right? Because if they just want to stash you on a practice squad, let these guys at least get exposed to everyone so they can get a shot at being on a main roster.
What are your impressions of the roster? So I saw a ranking yesterday, power ranking. We all believe they're going to be better, different degrees, but we all believe they're going to be better than a 4-win team.
Mm-hmm.
And yet the power rankings had them 28th.
Mm-hmm.
It's not great. It's better than last year, but it's not great.
The only thing that I see... Well,
there's question marks at a few different positions.
Definitely question marks a lot of places.
Receiver.
But every team has... Secondary. By and large, question marks, unless you're like the Niners or something, maybe they don't have many questions.
Well, they've got questions.
Oh, they've got a lot
it's
of questions.
It's called Trent Williams and Brandon Ayuk.
Yeah, okay, yeah. But that's just roster maintenance. Like, those guys are, you know, all things being equal, those guys would be there. I think they need one or two more guys that can, like, take it to the house.
And more explosive guys.
I don't think you're going to find that, really, off the waiver wire. Because those guys are hard to find. So, like, no one's going to find another Tyreek Hill. But you need somebody with that kind of sizzle.
They're going to find that guy with, like, the 15th or 16th pick in the draft next year.
Hopefully.
That's where you find it.
Yeah. And then, you know, everyone has the same questions. Well, how's the offensive line going to hold up? How is the back end of the defense going to hold up? I think other than that, I think they'll be okay. I think Jaden's going to mitigate the offensive line issues because he's getting rid of the ball so quickly. And they're not stupid. Unlike their previous coaching staff, which was stupid, this staff, until proven otherwise, not stupid. And they know they don't have a great offensive line, that they're going to have to get rid of the ball quickly. I think they're going to try to run the ball a lot to take some pressure off Jaden.
Well, they're going to face...
And I think they're going to pressure the quarterbacks... And they're going to get burned sometimes because they know they can't just leave their corners out on an island.
That secondary is going to face a stern test in week one with Mike Evans, Chris Godwin in the slot, and Jalen McMillan has been impressing as a rookie in camp for Tampa Bay. So That's a good test for them in week one.
Hell yeah.
It's going to be tough to stop those guys.
I think Mike Evans is going to have a big day.
Right. He could.
I just think that when people look at your roster, they're basing it on the fact that we only won four games last year. And now the thing is, this has been a complete turnover. Like, I think there's only 22 guys remaining from last year's team. Okay. Yeah. Which is,
we started seeing that in free agency that they were going to flip.
So that's
31
guys, if my math is correct, Cakes. Mm-hmm. 31 new guys on this roster. So you can't say it's the team that won four games last year.
No,
because the majority of these guys weren't even here.
It's totally different.
So I think Bobby Wagner's going to have a big impact. I think Frankie Louvu's going to have a big impact.
It's my guy.
I think everyone is raving about Sanistrill. He's going to be a huge part of that defense. And I think Jaden's going to be dynamic. So I see some positive. I love Sinnott. Love him. Love him. Now, he's the third, and Ertz, they're saying, has looked great. So he may not get many opportunities for the first 6 weeks or so. I don't know how that's going to play out. But I love Sinnott.
I think there were reports that the Commanders are going to lean into three tight end sets. Which so makes sense because if your offensive line stinks and you need extra blocking, you might as well utilize one of the what looks like a strength in your tight end room.
Right.
With Bates being a really good blocker. I mean, you're going to rely on Ertz and Sinnott, I think, more in the pass catching role as a tight end.
Well, I always think that Bates is underrated. He's obviously their best blocker, but I do think he's underrated. In other words, when they throw it to him, he generally catches it. What I like about Sinnott is it appears obvious to me. I've only seen him a few times in the preseason game. He catches it, turns upfield, is looking to make a play.
He's also a runaway beer truck. Like, he is almost impossible to bring down.
He drags guys, and he has the instinct to kind of catch it and run upfield.
Yeah. Ertz is more of a catch it, and that's where he's gonna wind up.
Like, right. And that Bates is that way, too.
You're not going to get a lot of yak out of Zach Ertz at this point in his career.
Right.
But Sinnott can give you some extra burst after he catches the ball.
And I'll give Jason credit on this one, and we have seen nothing. But if Eckler is how Kingsbury says he is, that could be the offseason acquisition of the team.
If the receivers aren't getting open, he's dumping it to Eckler.
Well, yeah.
Even if they, no matter what, they're going to dump it to Eckler.
If he's
healthy like he was 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Did you listen to him on Grant and Danny?
Kingsbury?
No, Eckler was on Grant and Danny yesterday.
I actually did.
Very likable guy.
Oh, yeah.
He hasn't played in the preseason in four seasons.
Right.
Well, I think that's good. Smart.
They're keeping him under wraps.
You save him for the regular season.
And if he is like he was, which, why wouldn't it be? High ankle sprain is a debilitating thing, but you get over that. So if that's all that, it's a long injury. If that's all that held him back last year, why couldn't he be the guy he was a year and a half ago?
Coming up next, we'll tackle what the coaches and GMs of the league and assistant coaches tackled, which is ranking the quarterbacks with some surprising results. That's next here on The Junkie.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
In life,
Some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's an ESPN NFL reporter. I guess he hit up Quail Hollow with Marty Smith to debate who had the better 2024 PGA Tour season.
It's just a bit that they did. They're just on the driving range and they're arguing about who had the better year out of Scheff and Shoffley. It's kind of funny.
What would you rather have? Two majors?
Remember,
or you know,
remember
two majors.
Darlington.
Scheffler won all the money.
Two majors.
Yeah.
Because it's legacy.
Like, yeah, nope. Hall of Fame.
Nobody cares
Scheffler
about
it. Scheffler won a major, though, right?
Yeah, he won a Masters.
To win two majors in a year? Two majors.
Two majors is iconic.
That's yeah. Why it's a interesting debate.
Still remember, I mean, you wouldn't even ever.
Scheffler won the gold.
Scheffler's a great player.
Yeah.
But two majors in a year is better, sorry. I think Scheffler won players, too.
It's a bigger accomplishment.
He has, like, a great accomplishment.
Scheffler won more tournaments and a gold medal.
But, still take the two
and
majors.
One major.
Put it this way. Mark O'Meara won two majors in 1 year, had one like the year of his life, and now he's a Hall of Famer.
So we'll talk to Jeff Darlington.
Otherwise, you would never think
about it. What about it's a green jacket? I mean, Xander won the two Nubs majors.
There's really no such thing as Nubs majors.
Ah, well, yes, there is. Yeah. You've called it the Nubs major for years.
Which one?
The PGA.
The
strongest field in golf.
The PGA actually has a decent field. It just has a bunch of pros in it. Yeah. Or whatever.
Anyway, we'll talk to Jeff Darlington coming up.
First of all, Darlington, remember Darlington was the guy who witnessed Scheffler being arrested.
Yes.
Mm. Oh, that's right.
He was the guy.
He was right there on the scene.
He was right there.
Yeah. Hasn't that cop been arrested now for stealing?
Oh, is that right? Tell me the detail on that. He was stealing?
One of the cops on the scene, not the cop.
I don't know if it was the guy who arrested him.
One of the cops on the scene stole $4,000 from someone that he arrested and got caught.
Oh, man, that is... Yeah, that's
like the oldest scam in the book, though, right?
Yeah, that's
when these guys.
It's like going to the evidence room and stealing a brick of cash. Like, you just can't, you're not going to get away with it.
Well, like, you go and you bust a guy with coke, and then you take all his dough.
Sure.
But how can they do that now with the cameras? I was thinking about that. Like, these guys, doesn't it keep the cops more honest? Not to say, I think by and large, most cops are, but.
Sometimes they turn them off.
But when you turn it off, you're up to
something shady. I don't know. Maybe you just claim malfunction.
Hey, I give a lot of credit to Danny Glover in the end, close to the end of, I think it was Lethal Weapon 2, where there was a big pallet of like millions of dollars. And he grabs one brick of the cash. He goes, I can send my kids to college with this money. And he doesn't take it because it's dirty drug blood money.
Right.
I'll tell you,
well, if he wasn't an actor and he was a real cop, he would have taken it.
Well, in this case, in this case, Javar Downs, who was a Louisville Metro police officer, was searching a man during a traffic stop, sees an envelope with about $10,000 cash, and the man reports that Downs took about $4,000 of that cash and submitted the rest of it to evidence.
Hey, maybe he needed poker buy-in. Maybe he needed some cash.
Dude, we used to know. We're very pro cops here, and I think the vast majority are trying to do the right thing. But I did know one dirty cop. We both knew one dirty cop. You know what I'm talking about, Jason? Like 20, he used to just steal from the drug dealers, and he always had silly golf bag, golf shoes.
Is this the guy you went to high school with?
No, did not go to my high school with him. Just met him.
Knew him.
Met him actually through the show.
Mm.
He was a dirty
cop. You'd have to write that one down.
Dirty cop. He would just steal from all the drug dealers. And he justified it because they're freaking drug dealers. You know what I mean? So
I know a few cops. I think they're all on the level.
Yeah. I'd say the vast majority for sure are.
Yeah.
But
they don't have a silly house like Richard Gere had in Internal Affairs.
I mean, I don't remember that movie, but
such a good movie.
No, no, they all have just standard, you know, run of the mill houses.
I'll be completely honest with you. I'm glad I'm not a cop because I would struggle with some of those moral dilemmas.
Although I think Chief Major has a silly place. Now he's been
Chief working
of
forever.
Police forever. Now he's head of Capitol Police.
Capitol Police, yeah.
Yeah, I think he's got
a Major.
Yeah, and I'm not obviously, I'm not saying he was on the take, but like
no.
He was, he was top of the mountain.
Well, he listens every day. Yeah, he's probably listening right now.
No. Let's not get this confused. Yeah. Chief Major, I love you. I know you're a man of sterling reputation.
Yeah.
Love that guy.
Yeah.
So Mike Sando on The Athletic put out the NFL quarterback tiers list, which is interesting. And it has some credibility because there are it includes commentary from 50 NFL coaches and executives. The panel included 7 GMs, 8 head coaches, that's a quarter of the league, 12 coordinators, and 12 execs, as well as 8 assistant coaches.
If Ron is on that panel, I'm going to throw this study out. I'm going to throw this survey out.
Right. And 3 analytics people.
Okay.
All right, but a big panel, a lot of coaches and GMs, part of this.
Mm.
And then each voter had to place the veteran quarterbacks into 5 tiers from the best to the worst. So the top tier, it's going to have Patrick Mahomes.
Mm-hmm.
All right. It only had 2 other guys. Can you give me the 2 other guys in the top tier according to coaches, NFL GMs?
By the way, they only have
analytics people.
They only have 30 rated, it looks like.
Correct, because it's veterans.
Okay, so now
Josh Allen.
Josh Allen in the top tier came in at number 3.
I would say Lamar Jackson.
No. They have Joe Burrow.
Joe Burrow. Okay.
That's who they have as the top tier.
All right.
All right.
And according to the top tier, a tier 1 quarterback can carry his team each week. The team wins because of him. He expertly handles pure passing situations. He has no real holes in his game. I think that's fair. The only hole in Joe Burrow's game is probably health.
Yeah, staying on the field. Well,
I think Josh Allen throws a lot of picks, but then when you look at the touchdown
15 to rushing touchdowns
interception ratio, like total touchdowns to interceptions, I want to say he's number 1, like in the difference between total touchdowns and interceptions. So he's kind of high on the interceptions.
Plus the rushing element, like Jason mentioned. Yeah. Like, I mean, didn't he score 15 touchdowns last year alone?
So why I'm gonna stand up for Lamar here, because at this point I think he's fairly proven. What are they saying the hole in Lamar's game is?
So tier 2 is
it's only 2 guys,
a quarterback
right?
can carry his team sometimes, but not as consistently. He can handle pure passing situations in doses or possesses other dimensions that are special enough to elevate him above tier 3. He has a hole or 2 in his game. And yes, Lamar comes in at the top at number 4. They've got Stafford 5, Herbert 6, Aaron Rodgers 7, also in the same tier. C.J. Stroud, Dak Prescott, Jared Goff, Jalen Hurts.
Let me just say this.
That's
Aaron
a lot of
Rodgers
guys.
Rodgers in his prime is a tier 1 quarterback. Everybody knows it.
Of course.
The only reason why he's there is because of his age and the injury.
And tier 2, I mean, there's a ton of guys. They also include Kirk Cousins, Jordan Love, Brock Purdy.
How many guys are in the tier 2 total?
A ton.
11.
Jeez.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, put it this way. If you were the Commanders who have been quarterback starved, you would kill for all those guys.
Oh, yeah. You'd love to have one of those tier 2 guys.
I have to say I'm still biased against Jared Goff, but I've seen him play well. But I still
last
have
couple
this,
years, played well.
I still have this inherent bias against
Jared Goff, who always plays better in indoor scenarios than outdoors.
Mm-hmm.
I think he plays like 80% of his games in domes this year.
Yeah, like, I read that.
He could have a crazy type of year.
St. Brown, if he stays healthy, he's going to have bomb numbers.
And Jameson Williams, and Jameson. If he takes the next step.
Here's why Lamar didn't make tier 1. This is from a defensive coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
Said, he's a 1 with limitations for me. You can win a lot of games with him. When you watched it against Kansas City, he can't pass when he has to. That is still true. But he is still a wonderful football player.
Mm. I'd be psyched for him.
Career 75.7 passer rating and 2-4 record in the playoffs, despite strong defensive report, is why they maybe knocked him down. Do you have a problem with Aaron Rodgers being at 7?
Well, I mean, that's only because of age.
His legacy. It's going to be interesting to see how he plays. because there's a lot of expectations for the Jets. A lot of people think that they can be that, you know, that surprise team in the AFC. Last year was Houston. But can Aaron Rodgers play healthy for an entire year? He's got really good guys to throw to. He's got a legit RB. You know, he's not going to bounce out of the pocket and kill you. But if he stays healthy, it'll be interesting to see what kind of numbers
he's got. He's got a top 10 defense,
too. He's got a really good defense.
When you look at the breakdown, I'm sure JP's reading it, too. He received 23 tier 1 votes. So a bunch of guys actually think he's still tier 1.
More than anybody else.
But he got a couple
didn't make tier
later.
One.
He got a couple tier 3 and tier and 2 and tier 4 that just kind of screwed up the numbers and lowered him. But I agree, when Aaron Rodgers is playing, I mean, this it's not debatable. I mean, he's a tier 1 quarterback. So we'll see. We'll see what he is at this point. My guess is he's going to be pretty good, but we'll see.
Yeah, you know, some people knock Justin Herbert because he hasn't won anything.
I got no problem with him being in here with these 11 guys.
I think it's a big year for Justin Herbert. Now, he's not going to have the receivers he's been comfortable with, but
the guy who has
a beef, he's got to win some games.
The guy who has a beef is Tua. Tua should be in there, in my opinion.
All right, so that gets us to tier three. He's the top of tier three. Tier three includes Tua, Trevor Lawrence, Kyler Murray, Deshaun Watson, Baker Mayfield, Derek Carr, Geno Smith, Russell Wilson.
I don't know that I'd have Deshaun Watson in that tier at this point.
He might be a little high, too.
I think with his poor play, now he's got shoulder issues and arm issues. I don't know that he even belongs in that tier. That's a guy who needs a real bounce back.
I can't believe they kept four quarterbacks.
The Browns?
Yeah.
Well, that shows you that they're worried about Deshaun Watson.
That's a clear sign.
DTR, Jameis, and Huntley.
So Tua got knocked a little bit here. There's an offensive coach who apparently was in the AFC for a while. So maybe he's a coordinator, ex-coordinator, who says easy throws. That's basically why he's been knocked. He says Miami's done an incredible job of Tua, giving him easy throws, giving him easy looks, catching runs to 4.3 guys. If you're sitting there in a pure pass situation, if he has to sit there and read stuff and go through his progressions, I don't have a lot of confidence in what it's going to look like.
Well, he led the league in passing yardage last year. So they may be easy throws. Like, you just credit that to Mike McDaniel and his schemes. He puts the guys in spots where Tua makes easy throws to lethal guys like Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle.
Reading about Tua, they make an allusion to Purdy. And I tell you, I've been on Purdy like since day one. Like, once he started playing well, I was like, wow, this guy actually is the real deal. I didn't think that going into anything. But once you started watching him play, I thought he was the real deal. And he says, Tua does a great job anticipating, but this is an interesting point. I don't see him make it right when it's not right. Purdy does. If there's a free hitter on the edge, Purdy can spin out, keep his eyes downfield. I don't see Tua have that creativity or overall athleticism to do that, what Purdy does. Because I think Purdy is legit. I think he's answered the bell. I think he's answered the questions. Maybe he needs one more year to really solidify it for people, but I think he's the real deal.
It'll be interesting to see what they do on his contract.
I think they're going to have to reward him.
If they win the division, go deep in the playoffs, I think you're right. But I just think he's limited. I think he's limited, Eric, in making big plays in the playoffs when you're playing much better defenses.
Maybe you're right.
So for Jaden Daniels to be a success, what tier do you need him to be in?
Oh, two or better. Although Tua is
a success this year or for his career.
Screwed.
This year? First career.
No, first career two. Needs to be a two or a one.
Two or a one, yeah.
Anything lower than is a failure.
Yeah, I would say one's going to be hard. Definitely
That's going to be tough, but he needs to
if you only have three quarterbacks in tier one, that's going to be tough.
Do they have Trevor Lawrence in tier two? Oh, no, he's in tier three. Yeah, good. That's where he belongs, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, it is interesting. I think, Jaden's got to at least be a two.
Got to be a two.
Gotta be a
if
two.
He had Tua's numbers, I think you'd be happy. Yeah.
You'd take it, but wouldn't feel great about it. Tua needs Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle, apparently, and a great offensive mind in Mike McDaniel. 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in on the MGM National Harbor listener lines. Coming up next, 1 in 4 Americans laments about this in their life.
So a couple things I just want to just vent here for a little bit. My oldest daughter is a senior at Cornell. Super excited for her. She's already got her job lined up and everything. So, and this is her last go around in volleyball.
Yep.
Super excited about all that. But I don't know if you guys know, Michelle, one of our salespeople, her daughter is a freshman lacrosse player there. And she's enduring the same thing. There's like a strike for the food workers over there.
Ah.
And So, like, can you imagine the whole campus, all of the food, like, there's no cafeteria workers.
No dining hall, yeah, that's...
No dining hall.
That's,
and so
it's going to paralyze the campus.
They're getting, like, box lunches that you would get, like, at a golf outing.
Right.
You know, Nubs box lunches, and it's actually so annoyed my wife that at 4:45 in the morning, I guess I woke her up when I was downstairs making my coffee, she just hollered, "We're paying blank amount of money, and they're not even getting the, like, we're paying for the food."
Sure.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, it's expensive,
too.
We're not even getting the food. Like, we're getting Nubs, box,
you're getting
golf outing
paying
lunches.
Room and board.
It's not like
board.
A meal plan.
Huh?
Is it a meal plan?
Yes, we pay for a meal plan.
Yeah, and you should be able to get whatever you want on said meal plan.
Yes, and instead we're getting a Nub sandwich and a cookie and like a Sprite can or something. You know what I mean? Like... In a box.
Yeah. For however many days that goes on, you guys should get...
We should be getting reimbursed.
You should get a kickback. 100%.
I mean, we're paying a boatload of money for that school.
I don't even want to know what you're paying. Well, actually, I do want to know.
When it's all said and done, it's like $80,000, $90,000 a year. It's a ton of money.
It's a lot of coin.
It's unbelievable.
With room and board and everything.
Yeah.
It's
tuition,
a ton of money. And part of that is the meal plan.
Well, isn't the school getting complaints? And
I'm sure they send out these weak emails, though, and like that we're gonna, you know, do the best we can. And I don't even have time to read. I don't care. Just fix it.
And Cornell has so much money.
Oh, they have probably billions in their endowment or whatever.
Look at their endowment. I'm gonna tell you what it. What do you think it is? I'm gonna guess it's like $2 billion.
I mean, it's gotta be up
maybe
there.
More than that.
I'll take the under.
I'm gonna say it's over. I put it this way: it's definitely over $700 million.
Let's see here.
Just gonna guess. But nevertheless, can you imagine?
How about $10 billion?
$10 billion.
Was in fiscal year 2023.
$10 billion.
$10 billion. You're just sitting on a war chest.
I mean, you know what?
Can't pay their food workers a little more?
It's the college system is a scam the way they've got this set up. It's ridiculous.
And they'll say, we can't reimburse you. If you got an issue, transfer.
It actually didn't bother me that much until my wife started bringing up all the money we're spending. Now it tilted me.
Yeah.
I was like, you know what? You're right. They're getting it. And you know, my daughter's an athlete.
But I bet she's got a great job.
She needs to be properly nourished.
I bet she's got a great job lined up.
Got a great job lined up.
Yeah, it's a great school. Ends up being worth it.
Okay, but she got to eat. She's getting a freaking half a sub, a cookie.
They've got to get this thing rectified in the next couple days.
They have a Subway nearby?
Well, you got to go off campus.
Yeah, I get
Jamie
that.
Jamie loves him some Subway. He's a big Subway guy.
Sure.
I like Subway. Everything.
Will this be for the entire year?
Well, I don't think so. No, I mean, they're striking.
Okay.
The workers are striking, and they're negotiating. And so I guess it's...
Strike could last
it could last
a semester.
Yeah. I should get reimbursed.
You definitely should.
Anyway, it just bugs me, and it didn't bug me until my wife... brought the money aspect of it, and then it started bugging me. And then also just that they need nutrition.
Here's your headline. UAW strike leads to negative dining move-in impacts at Cornell as bargaining stalls.
Yeah, bargaining stalls. Meanwhile, the kids are the ones that are suffering. Now, I'm going to be up there. Now, here's a key question.
Yeah.
Do you know the answer to this? You probably don't.
Don't know the question yet.
The Statler Hotel. So it's famous for their hotel management program, okay? The Statler Hotel is their on-campus, and it's a really nice hotel.
Okay.
It's not like a Best Western. It's a nice, like, they have conferences there. Mm-hmm. It's like kind of the pride of the university. That's where I tailgate. Mm-hmm. I go in that bar, and I have drinks before the game. Well, the Statler Hotel, and it's usually staffed by students who are in the hotel management company and older professionals.
Yeah. They part of the union?
That's my question.
Are they union workers? I don't know.
Is that going to affect my hotel bar pregame?
That's what you're worried about?
You can't bring your own Surfside there. Yeah.
No, I can, but that's my pregame there. The volleyball community does not tailgate like the lacrosse and football communities.
Oh, they're a little more hoity-toity, a little more upper crusty.
I mean, they're not as fun.
Right.
They're not as fun.
It's just not part of the culture.
It's not part of the culture. The culture isn't get your chair out by your trunk.
It's not get hammered in the parking lot.
I'm reading.
Right. Yeah. Right.
I'm reading they've launched a search for temporary food service workers at the
scabs. They got scabs.
Yep.
Isn't that unbelievable?
Hey, you'll drink something poured by a scab. You wouldn't care.
Oh yeah, I wouldn't care.
You cross a picket line.
But I don't know. That might just be. That just could be like temporary.
I actually pull a lurch when I'm in town and I go to the Statler.
You bring your own minis?
No. They have these. We go there for dining or whatever, and it's expensive, but I'll go in there and they have these silly blueberry little mini muffins that they have by the water. Like you get a little cup of water in the lobby, and I go in
hammer
there.
Those.
I just hammer their little mini muffins.
Well, that's what they're there for.
They're there for but I'm not staying at that hotel because it's too expensive.
Yeah,
I usually
don't
stay there.
They don't care.
But I go in there and
you're
I hammer
them some money.
I hammer those little mini muffins.
You just act like you belong there.
I just act like I belong.
Yeah,
I go in there. They have
muffins.
Little sugars on top.
Yeah.
Oh, blueberry.
What's the place
minis?
That gives out the warm chocolate chip cookies?
Is it Doubletree Sweets? Maybe.
Might be.
Maybe a Hyatt.
Maybe Hilton.
I don't. I'm not 100% sure.
Might be a Hilton.
Hyatt Place.
I mean, we've thrown out four hotels.
I don't
now.
I think
I think there are multiple.
I know there's one. Hotel spot that gives you the warm cookies, which I was a fan of.
Right. I keep telling Valdez that 4:30 today is my first ever golf lesson. I'm giving a golf lesson.
Good. Oh, you're giving a
I'm
lesson.
I'm a 10 handicap and I'm giving a golf lesson.
That'll be fun. It'll be 107 degrees on the driving range.
No, it's not driving range.
Where are you
my
doing
golf
it?
Studio.
Oh, you're doing it inside.
My
oh,
house.
All right, good. That's smart.
Backyard.
How much are you charging for said lesson?
Free.
A freebie?
Freebie. I'm just doing a friend a solid. I said, I'm going to fix your slice because I'm so tired of seeing it for the last 10 years. I'm going to fix it once and for all.
Now,
it's the easiest fix.
If it works, then you start charging.
No, I'm not charging. It's a freebie. I'm giving him a freebie.
He's hooking him.
Yeah.
But going forward, if this guy
if anybody
goes on...
wants a slice fix, I can fix you. Valdez, what can you fix? What are you? Valdez is a better golfer than I am.
I worry about my own game.
Oh,
yeah, you're selfish golfer.
Hey, I don't give people tips on the course. I don't do that. But when we were done, I said, I'm going to fix you. I'm going to fix you. You should be fixed already. That's all. 4:30. I'm so excited. It literally is making my day. Do you know how happy I'm going
to
be?
That has to do with the topic that I was going to bring up, which I teased. Not most people, but 1 in 4 Americans, they're bored. Mm-hmm. They're bored. They need adventure. So you have added giving a golf lesson, which is spicy.
You would be
up
bored today at 4:30 if you weren't giving the golf lesson.
You don't understand. I have a lesson plan. I have it all planned out. I've got everything.
How long is the lesson going to be?
Until we fix it. We might be there for 4 hours.
I had a 6-point lesson plan yesterday as I coached my soccer team. Boom, 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 boom.
Gotta
every 10 minutes.
Got to be prepared. I can't wait. I
got bit by a bunch of Skeeter's cakes.
Oh, you bet.
So many Skeeters on the soccer field yesterday.
Skeeters are, they're out with a vengeance this summer. They're not messing around.
All right, what time is Darlington coming on? 8:20?
Yes, 8:20.
All right,
we'll open up the Junkie Sports page next. Don't go anywhere.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.